Star 94.1, and we welcome to Star 94.1, distinguished.
Yeah, this is Marcus Price,
and this is Gino Mingo.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Doing well.
Are you guys excited about doing this project?
Oh, extremely.
Now, what made you guys want to do a project? Because you guys could be doing other things.
You know, I know for us, you know, we've been actually singing together in our church for the last 5 years. And, you know, even though we came from different backgrounds in terms of, you know, me playing football and G was already in the ministry, you know, we felt led, really felt led, and God really called us to just uniquely form unique chemistry with each other. It started in church, and I think at one time, you know, G had already came out with the project, and I was planning on doing a solo project, but God just really started orchestrating a different plan. And, you know, once we started coming together and decided that we was going to move together in the direction that we were, it just seems that, you know, it was just, everything was just the right move, you know, from the name of our group, from the direction we wanted to go, you know, music, our chemistry, it all came together.
How would you describe your music? Because when I first threw it on, first I thought I was playing some Kirk Franklin.
You know, I guess if you had to throw it in the genre, it'd be contemporary gospel and worship. I think when we look at the project from top to bottom, we kind of feel like we have a little something for everybody.
We're talking to Gino Mingo and Marcus Price. Why do you call yourself warrior worshipers?
You know, I like to think that really it takes us to be a warrior and a worshiper. You know, a lot of times people kind of disassociate those words from each other, you know, almost as if it was separate. We kind of liken ourselves to being after David. You know, David was a great warrior. You know, he never lost a battle, but yet he was known as God's worshiper. You know, and we really, when we started this whole deal, that was one of the messages that God really wants to come across. Not in that we go out and fight battles, but it takes a warrior to have a mentality to live for things that are righteous and things that are just. And, you know, we just chose to take a stand in certain areas of our lives. And, you know, it just exemplifies, you know, who we are, and not only who we are, but how God wants us to really be.
Well, tell us about the song, Warriors Worship.
You know, that song was really just birthed out of just really that message. You know, it's really a song of declaration, you know, just from the verses, the way we came together with it. You know, it was really just declaring who we were in Christ, where he wanted us to be, how he wanted us to stand, and how we would choose to live our lives, you know, with integrity, you know, with a standard that's just above reproach. And you know, that's really what the song is all about. You know, it's declaring, you know, hey, we are warriors, yet we are worshipers. G has a saying that, and I let him tell you that, that just really boils the whole song down.
Okay.
We were doing this project, and from the song Warriors Worshipers, the Lord just spoke to me, and he said a warrior is a worshiper who's learned to stand before God, and a worshiper is a warrior who's learned how to get on his face before God. And a warrior is a worshiper who's learned how to stand before God. And I guess, you know, it's a little catchy thing, and what it really carries in it is the balance of God. I look at King David. Now, this man who never lost a battle is also this young man who wrote some of the most beautiful psalms and beautiful psalms that hymns and songs have been written out of, and you just see the balance of what God wants in his children. You know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but it says that violent men and women take it by force. You know, you really have the passion of God burning in you to worship him. It's going to be extremely hard to stand up and fight with
him. Now, you mentioned a beautiful song. How about There Is a Name? Tell us about that song.
You know, when that song really just came out, just passionate feelings about Jesus. You know, a lot of times, you know, we relegate just the faded name so, you know, just so indiscriminately a lot of times. But a lot of times we don't really sit and recognize who he really is, you know, what that name really means. And, you know, he's more than just a name. I mean, you know, when you really just sit and understand who he is and the sacrifice that he chose to come and do for us, you know, it means a lot. You know, it means a lot to us, not only in the life that we're living, but just to have the grace to be able to give to us in the state which we was, to bring us back to the place in which he originally created us to do. And that's just such a story that just never gets old.
And how about your latest single, There Is a Sound?
You know, I'm really excited about that single because, you know, I believe there is a particular sound that rings throughout the body of Christ. There's a sound that rings throughout Zion. It's a sound of praise, it's a sound of worship. And you know, the Bible says that he's enthroned on the praise of his people. And I believe when he hears us lifting up his name and when he sees us entering into his gate, that, you know, I believe God is enthused to sit on the throne of his people. People don't like a song that really enables them to enter into his presence.
What kind of transition do you have to make from playing in the NFL or being involved in the NFL to just become a recording artist and getting into the gospel industry?
I think when you play professional ball, you know, there are certain consistent habits that you have that you can use almost in any genre. And one of the things about it is the same tenacity, the same work ethic, the same, you know, just those ideals. You need to take the same effort to put into being a recording artist, you know, in terms of the work in the studio, being just well-rounded and everything. But above all, just like when I played, you know, when me and G and I played football, you know, the same effort that it took to play football, the same effort and effort it took, you know, to get on that game at that high level. You know, you just bring all those attributes doing it in this arena, you know, knowing that it takes the same type of work ethic. And then above all else, you know, when we played football, you couldn't help but understand the direction that the coach wanted you to go. You gave every effort, give your best at the same time, understanding that you will have to do the way we kind of approach this album. We want to give our best effort in the studio, but at the same time, we never go on the loose focus of being and doing exactly what God wants. I think that'll just lead us into the right direction and always around it, that we are serving God, giving him the glory in everything we're doing.
Where do you guys want to take this project?
All over the world.
Okay.
I mean, we want to touch as many people. We want to get in front of people and minister to them, share the love of Christ, and look to represent the body of Christ. So I want people to what it's like to love Jesus as a man with a heart, but also be a true stand for what integrity and character is, and what it means to be a husband, a father, a godly husband, a godly father, and all the things that God has called us.
What do you tell young men today, especially young black men, because it seems like a lot of young black men are just killing each other off. What's the message for them today from Distinct?
You know, I think more than anything that, you know, when you look at us, if you can say in particular to black people, black men, you know, we really need to take ownership of ourselves and really take ownership of raising up our younger black men and gearing them up and pouring our lives into each other. I think a lot of times, you know, we just kind of subject ourselves to, you know, waiting for somebody else to fix us or whatever else. But it really going to take sacrifice on our part to pour into their lives. And I think, you know, just with us even doing this project and living as examples just in every arena, and people just really seeing in our hearts, it's really true what we're doing, you know, not like a show or anything. But more or less, even though we're doing the music and we play football, yet we're husbands, we're fathers, you know, even to take example. I can tell anybody, you know, that's young, anybody that's a young man that's coming up, what I would tell them is you need to find yourself and your destiny and who you are in God more than anything else. And the integrity in which you live can't be religious. It has to be real. You know, it'll just touch the point that you look at the church. Don't mean you say anything. You need to stand up and understand God's himself. And really stand up and live for the things he has you to live for with integrity and character and all of that teaching in Scripture.
Is it easier ministering to folks once they know that you have played in the NFL, you are football players? Is that an easier platform for you guys?
Yeah, Marcus, you're up. So I think aspect, it probably gets me that we play pro ball and just being in that arena. But I really believe there's an anointing on us. I just really believe when we convey the message of Christ that people soon forget about the football playing. It really is that we're called to do ball, but yeah, they kind of soon forget that part.
You have other songs on your project like Say Something God Can Use, He Is, I Still Have Peace, C- come and drink. Are there any other songs on the project that you think would probably stand out?
You know, I really think we actually try to put forth the effort to have. It's hard to say which song would take out because I think each one of them are different. But we really tried hard to make sure that every track count in terms of, you know, any one of them, in my opinion, can be something that can really catch on with people. Because each one speaks a different message. But I believe each track on the album just has enough strength of its own that we really feel like it's going to identify with somebody and really touch their hearts in such a way that one song makes just somebody just fall in love with another song, you know, somebody else fall in love with just where they're at in their life and, you know, how it really
feels. Got a football question for you. Do you guys miss training camp?
No.
No, sir.
No.
We didn't know. It's about that time, you know. No.
I miss that about as much as miss hell.
Hey, I heard that.
That's right.
That's how rough training, I've heard people talk about it, but that's how rough training camp?
It's like going to boot camp every year.
Man. Oh, man.
So imagine go join the Marines and you got to do it again next year.
Whoa. Well, gentlemen, we wish you nothing but blessings with your project. And we'd like to see it go to the top. Is there a message you want to leave with our audience?
Be on the lookout for Distinguished. We got something for you.
I think we're really going to hit from left field. But I think people really going to be blessed by the music and kind of really disassociate us from the music and really just enjoy what's being presented to them.
It's our guest, Gino Mingo, Marcus Christ. The group's called Distinguished. The project's called Warriors Worshippers.